Welcome to Poptopia.
Welcome to Poptopia, your podcast for all things pop culture. I'm your host, Paul French, and it is Tuesday, May 26, 2009. And on today's show, it's the upfronts are done. It's time to start talking about schedules, and let's break it down and talk about what's on and who we think will be the first to go. So, basically, I'm going to go through kind of day by day on it, as opposed to going through it in a by network and that sort of thing. So let's look at Mondays first of all. Okay, so ABC starts off the night with Dancing with the Stars, and so that's going to run from 8 to 10. CBS during that time frame is continuing their Monday night comedy block. So you got How I Met Your Mother at 8 o'clock. A new show called Accidentally on Purpose. This one stars Jenna Elfman as a movie critic who gets pregnant and this changes her life, etc., etc. Followed that, of course, with Two and a Half Men. And Big Bang Theory is making the move to 9:30. So there you go. Over on the CW, at 8 o'clock, they've got Gossip Girl, followed by One Tree Hill. Of course, lots of cast changes this year for One Tree Hill, so... this may be the last season. It all depends on whether or not they have a little creative renaissance, as it were. Over on Fox, they have House, followed by the other cranky British actor. I don't know if Tim Roth is actually British. I don't know. So you've got House, followed by Lie to Me. Lie to Me, of course, started this year. I wasn't crazy about it, I got to admit, but people seem to be digging it. It's very, very similar. You've got basically this guy is kind of crosses like say House and Navy NCIS. You've got these investigators, and he is an expert on whether or not people are telling the truth. And as House always says, everybody lies. So that's what they've got over on Fox. On NBC, we got Heroes at 8 o'clock, followed by Trauma at 9, and of course, followed by Leno. And that's Leno's on at 10 every night there on NBC. So we have Heroes is going to get replaced by Chuck in the spring, and Day One is going to replace Trauma in the spring. And then The Bachelor at mid-season is going to replace Dancing with the Stars. So then at 10 o'clock, basically, ABC has Castle, which is the Nathan Fillion series, which I haven't watched them all. I actually got them all PVR'd. I've watched the first couple. It reminds me very, rhythmically and the way the dialogue sort of goes and really all the setting and everything reminds me a lot of Moonlighting. And I mean that in a good way, because let's face it, the dialogue in Moonlighting really sort of paved the way for how dialogue gets done these days. So let's take a look here then at two. And then on CBS, of course, they've got the old stalwart CSI Miami. Over on ABC, and we see, at 8 o'clock, they have the Shark Tank. And basically, this one is a reality show. Essentially, you've got contestants that pitch business ideas to a panel that includes Barbara Corcoran, a New York realtor, among others. And this is created by Mark Burnett of Survivor fame. And so that's what's going on at 8 o'clock on ABC. Over on CBS, they've got NCIS. Over on the CW, 90210. I'm just going to go through. So ABC, it's Shark Tank followed by Dancing with the Stars at 9. Then on CBS, they've got NCIS followed by NCIS Los Angeles. Wow, it took them this long to use that CSI model? Really? Over on the CW with 90210, it's like it's 1993 all over again, because Melrose Place is following that one up at 9 o'clock. Fox has So You Think You Can Dance for a two-hour block, and NBC has The Biggest Loser for a two-hour block, followed by Jay Leno. I'm not trying to draw any kind of inference there. At 10 o'clock, ABC has The Forgotten. And this is a Bruckheimer-produced show, so definitely a procedural. And this is about amateur sleuths who basically work on the cases that the cops have forgotten. Over on CBS, you've got The Good Wife. This is starring Juliana Margulies from ER. And she basically plays a defense attorney who has been... She's the wife of a politician, and she goes back to her old career to, you know, and fulfillment, I guess. And that's where that one ends up. So that one's going to be 10 o'clock on CBS. Wednesdays, a lot of people getting back into the sitcom. So, you know, it seems that it's all either, you know, reality TV or sitcoms, I guess, because the budget is different with a three-camera show, that kind of thing. So at 8 o'clock, we're going to see Kelsey Grammer playing a former titan of industry in the show Hank, which is followed by his former Back to You co-star, Patricia Heaton. Of course, we remember her from Everybody Loves Raymond. And she is going to be in a show called The Middle, and this is basically a family comedy. And that's something that Stephen McPherson said ABC really wanted to get back into, is the family comedy business. At 9 p.m., they've got Modern Family. This stars Ed O'Neill. Al Bundy, come on. And this one's kind of done in a documentary style. I guess we'll see what that all means. 9:30 p.m., we've got Courtney Cox in Cougar Town. And then that's followed at 10 p.m. with Eastwick, which is, of course, loosely based on the old the movie The Witches of Eastwick. Over on CBS, similar thing going on. They've got New Adventures of Old Christine and Gary Unmarried as the 8 o'clock comedy block, following that up with Criminal Minds and then CSI New York. Over on the CW, it's America's Next Top Model, followed by The Beautiful Life. Fox has So You Think You Can Dance, followed by Glee. And I actually watched the first episode of that, and it was actually pretty funny, and I kind of enjoyed it. Over on NBC, we've got Parenthood. You remember the movie from, 20 years ago with Steve Martin? I think Keanu Reeves. It was one of the funniest Keanu Reeves moments I've seen in ever since. But this one's going to be coming out, and this one will star Peter Krause from Sports Night and 6 Feet Under. So, you know, I'll be checking it out. And that gets followed up with Law & Order SVU, and then the obligatory Jay Leno. All right, over on Thursdays, 8 p.m. on ABC, they've got Flash Forward. This is based on the Robert J. Sawyer book. Basically, everyone sort of has this vision of where things are going. So look at this as sort of the trying to basically, you know, get a replacement for Lost in, because that's going to be the last season of Lost. So, you know, it's kind of like, let's get something up and running for after. You know, the big sort of mystery conspiracy type show has been... It's been a challenge over the last several years. That gets followed, of course, by Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice. We call that the Shonda Rhimes block. Over on CBS, they start off at 8 p.m. with Survivor Samoa, followed by CSI, followed by The Mentalist. Over on the CW, they have Vampire Diaries at 8 p.m. That's getting back to your roots. And that's getting followed up by Supernatural at 9 p.m., Over on Fox, it's Bones, followed by Fringe. And on NBC, they start off with the SNL Weekend Update Thursday. This worked out well for them this past year. Let's see if it continues to work well when it's not an election year. You know, because that was really the key to why those Thursday updates were working last year. You know, you want to hope that there's something as strongly newsworthy this time around. Followed at 8:30 with the Amy Poehler series, Parks and Recreation, which gets followed by The Office, which gets followed by a show called Community. And of course, after that, Leno. Okay, Fridays. On ABC, they've got Super Nanny, followed by Ugly Betty at 9 p.m. Wow, what did they do to piss them off? Getting moved to the Friday night slot, really? When this was like a Thursday anchor for ages. Followed at 10 p.m. by 2020. Over on CBS, it's Ghost Whisperer, followed by Medium. That's a good pairing. That makes sense to me. Followed by Numbers. And on the CW, you got Smallville, followed up by America's Next Top Model. Repeats. Wow. That just shows how, you know, Everyone's just loving the Friday night 9 o'clock time slot, right? One thing I forgot to mention is that once the SNL weekend update Thursday ends, sort of at the beginning of the season, Community will move to the 8 o'clock set time slot, and 30 Rock will come back to 9:30. This interruption brought to you by 30 Rock. Okay, over on Fox, it's they got an hour of comedy. Depends on your perspective, I guess. Brothers, which is a new show, followed by Till Death, which I actually thought had been canceled ages ago, and was retooled from the first season with the whole, the principal being the neighbor and on all that. Got retooled the next season with Brad Garrett's little brother, you know, from the Big Brothers group, who turned out to be like 38 years old and really just wanted someone to hang out with. It actually had its funny moments. So we'll see how that does on Fridays at 8:30. At 9 p.m., Dollhouse. See, Joss Whedon's back. See, didn't get canceled after 2 hours. Can we start putting that myth to rest? Because it even survived being on Friday nights. Of course, that's maybe because the Friday night, the standard is a little lower. Over on NBC, it's Law and Order at 8 p.m. It's got to be, what, like 20 seasons? They got to be coming up on that pretty soon. Maybe this is season 19, I'm not sure. And at 9 p.m., you got Southland. I actually enjoyed that one this year. Pretty good cop show, pretty dark, and I like that. It's definitely a grittier cop show, and it really shows in the style in which it's shot. So let's hope for some success for that one in its new home, moving from Thursdays at 10, because of course you can't be on at 10 anymore because Leno. All right, looking at Saturdays, ABC's All About the College Football. CBS, they won't even say what they're repeating, but it's going to be repeats. CW, it's going to be, the usual local programming. They don't bother with, so that'll be mainly reruns. On Fox, you got Cops, followed by America's Most Wanted. On NBC, it's Dateline NBC, followed by Trauma, which will be a repeat of whatever the Thursday one is, and then Law and Order repeats. Southland repeats will replace the Trauma repeats in the spring when Trauma finishes its initial run. On Sundays, ABC is pretty much sticking with the same thing that they've been doing for a couple years now. So you've got America's Funniest Home Videos at 7, Extreme Makeover Home Edition at 8, Desperate Housewives at 9, and Brothers and Sisters at 10. Over on CBS, it's 60 Minutes, followed by The Amazing Race, followed by a new show called Three Rivers, and followed up by Cold Case at 10 p.m. So 10 p.m., Cold Case taking a move later. And this comes down to that whole thing with what was going on with Without a Trace, which is, of course, now canceled. Now, Three Rivers is actually a medical show. It's going to star Alex O'Loughlin, who you may remember from the show Moonlight. He was the vampire, right? He's going to star as Dr. Andy Yablonsky, who is basically a, as they describe him, a highly skilled workaholic lead organ transplant surgeon. And that's what this one is this show takes place in an organ transplant hospital, so it's all going to center around that. Over on Fox, they will have, of course, the NFL postgame, ending when it ends, Simpsons at 8 p.m., followed by The Cleveland Show, which is the new Family Guy spinoff. Then The Family Guy, then American Dad. I'm sure that Seth MacFarlane is just waiting for The Simpsons to end so that he can own the whole Sunday night over on Fox, and that's his, hey, remember that time you guys canceled me? And then I came back and took over the entire Sunday night? Only he would probably do that in Stewie's voice. That's just how I'm imagining it anyway. So that's basically the new schedule. So a lot of new shows, several new shows. I think that they're giving a lot of chances to a lot of underdogs, and I think that has a lot to do with trying to reduce startup costs and that sort of thing. Bird in the Hand and all that kind of thing. There seem to be, giving a few bubble shows like Chuck, like Dollhouse, another chance. So hopefully this all works, and we'll follow it as we can. Comments, as always, are welcome to poptopiapodcast@gmail.com, and you can join us on the forum at forum.poptopiapodcast.com, and start up a little conversation. What shows are you looking forward to? What aren't you looking forward to? Let us know. Have a great week.